We are off and running an hour into NFL free agency, and we're off and running to catch up with all the news here on the DNVR Broncos podcast, the free agency frenzy that we've got. And we're rolling with Super Bowl 50 champ Todd Davis. Todd, this is your first time rolling in free agency from like a day-to-day media member.
I know, and it's starting off with Hank throwing me under the bus. Like, golly, man.
They're blaming me.
So what? Just let it happen.
No, I'm not taking that.
You just snitched on me.
I always get blamed.
Don't say anything. Just say it's not my fault.
No, you never. You know what I'm saying? You've never been blamed for anything.
Just plead the fifth.
And you've never, like, done something wrong. It's never your fault. But when
so
it is
I
your
know,
fault,
if I got to get goes off. Down, I can't take you with me.
Damn it.
Snitching on me quick.
Nothing goes down around me anyway.
I mean, this is so fitting because you just pulled the Jerry Judy, Henry. You just said the eye in the sky don't lie.
Oh, no.
Just threw Todd right out there. And it's fitting because Jerry's gone. Does that mean you're next, Henry?
No. But I guess, wait. I wouldn't know. See, because I feel like the Cortland Sutton in the situation where I don't get to decide that. I just have to sit and wait.
That's what Cortland's doing.
It is.
I mean, we'll get into Cortland in just a second. But Todd, we haven't talked to you since the Jerry Judy trade went down. Broncos send Judy to the Browns for a fifth and a sixth round pick, equivalent of a fourth round pick. What do you think?
It's an interesting trade. I think, you know, anytime you draft a player with the first round draft pick and end up having to trade him for a fifth and a sixth, you know, it just didn't work out. It sucks. I definitely like Jerry Judy. I think he has a lot of potential. This is the route the team that wanted to go. I know last year we started off wanting a second round. Was that what we wanted?
First. Jerry.
Yeah, so fifth and sixth is definitely not where we want to be, I guess.
Yeah, and Todd, you can't mention Jerry Judy's time in Denver without saying potential. And you said it here, and that's kind of what I'll remember Jerry Judy's tenure here with the Broncos as is. Potential in a good way and a bad way. Like, I still look at some film, like actual NFL film, and say, damn, that guy's got potential.
Yep.
But it's like, at what point does potential need to be like 1,000-yard seasons when you're drafted 15th overall? So,
like 3 years ago.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I keep thinking about the one season he had 1,000 yards from scrimmage with Hackett and Russ. And you have to see that as an outsider and say, there's obviously something here. Like, if anybody can get 1,000 yards in that situation, he can go to Cincinnati or wherever and put up big numbers. With the Browns, who knows? But at least for them, they get to say, we're giving Deshaun Watson all the chances he needs to succeed. We've got the running game with Nick Chubb. We've got Jerry Judy. We got Amari Cooper. We got this defense. If this doesn't work, nothing's going to work here.
Yeah,
and I think it'll really benefit from having, like, a seasoned older vet in Amari Cooper.
A Bama guy.
Yeah, his whole time here, like, he didn't really have, like, an old vet to kind of show him the ropes as far as, like, how to play that position in the NFL. He was just going purely off talent. So I think he'll actually benefit from the situation up there.
Yeah,
especially another Bama guy that he's learning from and a similar type of player as well. I think this, man, when you swallow the pill of the Broncos are rebuilding, this makes sense. This makes a lot of sense because really the biggest thing the Broncos got in return of this is $13 million in cap space. Like,
Broncos news.
We got breaking news.
Broncos signing safety Brandon Jones, 3-year deal, Jeremy Fowler.
How about that?
So
we're an hour and 11 minutes into free agency and we get our first deal. So in 36 hours, the Broncos signed two safeties after moving on from Justin Simmons. What can you tell me about Brandon Jones?
Oh, boy. I'm just tweeting out this link real quick. So, I mean, that's a pretty versatile safety. Obviously, what started his career with the Dolphins, I'm pretty sure he stuck there. Or was it? Oh, there we go. Yeah, so Texas safety. Goes to the Dolphins. Yeah, he's been with the Dolphins ever since, 6'1", 191. I remember the draft pod with him. Again, it's the size and the speed combination that people really liked. I believe, third round pick, five-star recruit.
Third round pick out of?
Texas, yes. Mm. He is a Texas guy.
So the Broncos, two starting safeties now, both Texas products.
Exactly. That's very interesting. They would have, PJ would have been there, the end of PJ's time would have been the beginning of Brandon Joseph's, I believe. Caden Stearns also.
Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones, what'd I say? Joseph? Wow. yeah. Tore his ACL a couple years ago. Yeah. That's my quick things that come to mind.
Well, and then here we go. We know the details of this deal. 3 years worth over $20 million with $12.5 million in guarantees, according to Jordan Schultz. He's your starting safety with this type of money.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
They just wanted to do, a cheaper lineup, maybe.
Yeah. Well, let's see. The Broncos were going, so 3 years, over $20 million. So what, almost seven a year. Mm-hmm. And then you sign PJ Locke for 2 years, $7 million. So $3.5 million a year. So you're paying just over $10 million for your starting safeties. When Justin Simmons, you saved $14.5 million by moving on from.
Interesting. I'm excited to see what this guy can do. I don't know much about him just yet. I know we'll do a deep dive and see, you know, how he really plays the position. But we definitely have two new starting safeties in Denver.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm definitely excited. So I'd imagine he's got to be your free safety.
Yeah, PJ got to play in the box.
He's got
to. PJ's a great player, but I think he does best in the box, similar to how it was set up last year. He was the strong safety last year. I think that really boded well for him, being able to come down, tackle in the box, play in the box. This guy has to be able to roam around the field, make plays.
Definitely. So just looking at PFF stuff, a couple things that stand out. I guess you really like these, the 16th rated safety last season. With two starters, that's like top eight among free safeties, you would imagine. Opposing passer rating, so passer rating when targeted, 68.9. You'll love to see that. They credited him with only being targeted 11 times, which I guess when you're playing deep middle – kind of makes sense.
We'll see the true starter last year. Because that seems like, yeah.
Yep. Eight catches on those for 41 yards, touchdown, two picks, though. And that's kind of what does it. So definitely ball hawking deep guy. I remember the college tape. He had some like nice hits. I'm not sure if that's held up just because I don't remember watching him a whole bunch in the NFL. But I do like it. I would have gone Jeremy Chinn. But that would have been like a cheaper deal for likely a worse player. So, I mean, especially when you have PJ box guy, it's probably a second box guy, which might not be a great idea.
Jeremy Chinn was your guy.
He was my guy.
Now Brandon Jones is your guy. Texas safeties are your guy here. So, Todd, one of the reasons that the Broncos are doing this, moving on from a highly paid superstar, all-pro Justin Simmons, and going with a cheaper route, still good players, but a cheaper route of safety, is Sean Payton doesn't feel that the value at that safety position is worth what safeties are getting paid. And I think we can look around the league and say it's not just Sean Payton who feels that way. It's the entire NFL because of how many veteran safeties have been cut over this past week. Do you agree with that? Do safeties not have the value that they had 5 years ago?
I think that, you know, just as time goes on, guys are going to get paid more and more. To me personally, I look at the quarterback position. I don't think quarterbacks are worth $50 million. Besides Patrick Mahomes, I feel like in a lot of respects, quarterbacks are overpaid. I think Baker Mayfield came and did a good job. Did he deserve three for 100? I don't know. I don't know if, you know, quarterbacks, you know, that are not Super Bowl winning or not always in the playoffs and making big plays deserve 30 a year, but that's just the market for quarterbacks now. And I think just like that has changed, I think the market for safeties has changed as well. And so although you want to look at safeties and say that they don't deserve to make 18 to 15, but if you're a top safety, that's what you make now, and that's just the market.
Yep, it is. And let's continue to break this down. We've got some more breaking news, and we want to get down into more Brandon Jones conversation after I tell you about our friends over at Coors Light. When the Broncos bring Brandon Jones into town for his physical, they want to probably chill with him, get to know him, kick back with the Coors Light. If you're going to do that this week, we got 60-degree days this week. Coors Light is the perfect beer to reach for. If you want to chill, Coors Light is that beer to grab. So make sure to check out our friends over at Coors Light. And if you want to get it Instacarted straight to you, go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR, where they're going to hook it up. So go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And go check out Bet365 as well. Right now is a really fun time to be betting. I won a bunch of money on Scottie Scheffler this week. And, Montana legend Sean O'Malley defending his title.
Montana legend.
We love that guy up there. So I got money on both of those. But also, it's March, and that means college basketball betting. I'm super excited because I'm going to be sitting in the bar so much these next few weeks with the conference tournaments and then, of course, for March Madness. The bar during March Madness might be peak bar, especially because, like, a bunch of us, we always just bet every single underdog. So every single game, you take the underdog, and I think we wound up like 20 units last year. Yeah. Or no, it was 22 years ago and like 13 last year. So you make $10 a bet, you're up 200 the first time, 130. That's a great time. Definitely a great betting time. And also, you can make bets on teams to win their conference tournament. So, for example, I took Montana to win the Big Sky at plus 300, and they were the 3 seed coming in. 1 and 2 seeds both out already. Now they're down to plus 190, so feeling good about that. Buffs, obviously, all sorts of stuff going on. So make sure that you get over there and sign up with our friends at Bet365 because they don't do ordinary. So you get a couple of different options here. $25 in bonus bets if you place $50 or more on a pregame or live in-game, same-game parlay on an NBA game, or $10 if you place $20 to $50. Download the Bet365 app. Use the code DNVR365 when you sign up and check our boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Then all the way down at the bottom. Must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. We've got some more breaking news.
Here it is.
Lloyd Cushenberry has found a new home. No longer with the Broncos. Lloyd Cushenberry signing with the Tennessee Titans right now. So we kind of knew this move was coming, that Lloyd was not going to be a Bronco, and now it's official that his time in Denver is done. We don't know the terms of the deal yet, but I expect Lloyd is getting paid a lot for this.
Yeah, without knowing the numbers, I would say if the Broncos had the option to keep him for $10 million or less per year, terrible decision. Like, they should have brought him back for that number.
$9 million?
$9 million less, absolutely should have done it. If it's above that number, then I get why you would cut costs. Still might come back and bite you, though.
Yeah, I think that, Sean said it publicly, and I've also heard it privately. The Broncos are very high on their depth at center. Alex Forsythe, Luke Wattenberg, expect that's the route that the Broncos go. I don't think they're going to let Lloyd walk for $8 to $12 million a year, and then try to replace him by signing a $6 to $8 million center. I think this is a move where you look around. Garrett Bowles is making a lot of money. Mike McGlinchey is making a lot of money. Ben Powers is making a lot of money. And Quinn Meinerz, who we'll talk about in a second, is about to make a lot of money. Would it be great to have Lloyd Cushenberry here because of the year he had last year? Yeah, but at some point, you can't pay everyone on the offensive line big-time money. And then also expect to have a quarterback, wide receivers, tight ends. And then on the defensive side, too. So you do have to pick and choose at some places. And center's clearly one of the places that Sean is going to go cheap with here.
Yeah, and if you look at O-line play, the one position, probably the only position you can go cheap with, is the center.
Mm.
It's usually besides Jason Kelce, he's in the league of his own. It's usually like the least athletic player that you have and usually the smallest. A lot of double teams in pass protection, working with the guard, double teams in the run game, so it's 2-on-1. He's not isolated a lot like a tackle is or sometimes a guard versus very really good players. So he has a lot of help on the inside. You got a body to your right. You got a body to your left. There's only so much space for you to get beat. If there is a space where we're going to go cheap, I'm glad it is center and not one of our tackles.
Yep. And having talked to a bunch of the linemen last year, what they all said is that Lloyd took a huge jump in terms of making all the calls. That while like everybody can kind of see, like it seems like he's not getting beat as much, all that sort of stuff. What they all pointed to was like, we are identifying the mic every single play the exact right way. We're setting up these runs exactly how they're supposed to be set up. We're not missing a lot of free rushers. And they all said, like, that's Lloyd, with the help of the new offensive line coach, which is the other thing they brought up equally, kind of taking that next step. So that's the other thing you kind of miss, especially if you have a rookie quarterback. Not having that center to do those sorts of things is scary. At the same time, we talked about this during the watch-along for the first hour of free agency, but you know, it's tough to say that you want to have a sixth-round pick and a seventh-round pick compete for a starting job. Those guys can't prove that they can play in the NFL without getting a chance to play, though. And so if you want to hit on those late-round picks, the only way to hit on them is to let those guys get on the field and play. So I don't mind the decision, especially for a high price tag. It kind of makes sense. There's a real chance, though, that, you know, for Alex, it's that they... Christian Wilkins to the Raiders. Interesting.
Oh,
that's we'll come back to that one because yeah. I got some insights there. Alex Forsythe like just doesn't have like the strength and the athleticism to be able to handle it. And you know, it's more so probably the athleticism, maybe a little bit of strength with Wattenberg as well. But that's gonna be a problem for August and September and on, I guess.
Yeah, and a big reason why the Broncos are gonna have to pay Quinn Meinerts or get ready to pay Big Quinn is Landon Dickerson just signed, what is it, a four-year, $84 million deal to be a guard, the highest-paid guard in the NFL now. And he's good, but he's not Quentin Nelson type of good where it's like, no one's going to touch that deal. No, he jumped Quentin Nelson's deal, and Quinn Meinerts is sitting there. If you go by PFF grades, Quinn was way better than Landon last year. Mm-hmm. Quinn's going in to a contract year where he can get paid after this coming season. So the Broncos might have to dish out $20 million per year for Quinn after this season. So again, that's just another reason why, even if you move on from Garrett Bowles, let's say after this season, you save some money there, all that money plus more is going to go to Quinn Meinerts. So Quinn, while he's not getting paid right now, he had a great day the first day of free agency today.
Yeah, I think as NFL players, we're happy when anybody gets paid. We're never mad about it because it's going to elevate you no matter what. If you are ranked under that guy and he resets the market, everybody gets more money.
Yep.
If you're above that guy and he resets the market, you're like, oh, heck yeah, I'm about to get paid. So, you know, as players, we're never mad when anybody gets paid. We want everybody to get top dollar because that means when your day comes, you're probably going to get paid too.
Yep. And I would be really tempted to get the Quinn deal done as early as possible, you know, because right now he's got the last year on the deal and then he hits free agency. You can say right now, like, hey, we'll give you basically what you're worth. Just maybe take a couple million off the top.
No.
You get all that security, though. As a third round pick, a D3 player, you get all the security right now. We're paying you for 5 years if you just sign this deal now.
That'd be fine.
Yeah?
I'll hit free agency.
Yeah,
everybody's telling me I'm nice right now. And yep, I just get started. Yep,
yep, it's true.
I don't even feel like I've hit my stride yet.
I mean, this is coming from a former player, Todd. Pat Surtain sat in that exact chair, and he kind of said the exact same thing to us.
Yep.
Like, I'm just going to wait until like my market just keeps growing and growing and growing. And this signing from Landon Dickerson is huge for Quinn Meinerts.
Oh, yeah.
Because now guards are going for $20 million a year, and Sean Payton doesn't value the safety position much anymore.
Yep.
But he might value guards more than any other person in the NFL, so he's not letting a great guard leave, I don't think.
Yep. Yeah, break the bank. That's a good point. Also, Christian Wilkins to the Raiders. That's a...
big.
That's literally a big, and that's a very Raider move. Like, that guy is in Oakland... You know, he is an Oakland Raider. Vegas Raiders haven't proven that they're actually, like, mean and tough. But Wilkins, I was in the locker room before that Miami game, and there was one offensive lineman who was talking to some other guys, saying, just talking about all the dirty stuff that Christian Wilkins does at the bottom of the pile, and basically said, like, you know what, I don't even care. Like, if he does something, if he, like, grabs somebody's ankle or something, I'm just going to start swinging at him. Like, I don't even care this week. If he does it, it is what it is. And that is the guy who is now coming to the division. And again, like, that's... That to me is he is an Oakland Raider. That's 100% just like a perfect fit in my mind. Hopefully it doesn't work out.
Well, and there was a lot of noise that the Raiders were going to go after Chris Jones if he hit free agency, and the Chiefs locked him up. So it's no surprise that then they go after the second best defensive tackle on the market there with Chris Jones staying with Christian Wilkins. Now, it's a lot of pressure on the Broncos' interior defensive or offensive line, which helps Quinn getting paid. Also does just put more pressure on whoever is going to end up replacing Lloyd Cushenberry. But do we know the terms for
I haven't been looking.
So the contract is 4 years worth $110 million.
Wow.
$84.75 million guaranteed.
That's a new high, huh?
Doesn't beat Chris Jones.
It doesn't beat Chris Jones.
What did he do?
Did you see Chris Jones' deal? 5 years. It was initially reported as like the first
95.
Numbers that were coming out
were
the
first
like $5 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Over 160.
Oh dang.
$160 million.
Oh wow.
So we knew Chris wasn't going to be taking any hometown discounts because he showed it last year. He said, fine, if you guys aren't going to pay me, I'm going to sit out and miss week one of the season. I'm going to be sitting in one of those suites instead of down on the field playing.
Yep.
And he wasn't messing around. And I guess it all worked out for him. $160 million for a guy that's like 29 years old. He's probably still in his peak right now. But how long do defensive linemen stay in their peak for? Like, do they fall out early 30s, or can they stay in it longer?
Ask Aaron Donald. I don't know.
Exactly.
He's still doing at a very high level.
Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Those guys can stick around. I feel like sometimes they... I can't think of examples of guys who don't work out. Like, Jarrell Casey just got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But
he still played for 10.
He did play for 10.
Pro bowler for 7, like, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I can't think of any Broncos. I mean, Mike Purcell's still going. At like 34. So yeah, Christian Wilkins, he's going to be a dog for a while.
Man, that is it's a big move in the division.
It's huge. I was surprised they didn't go quarterback first, though. It's usually want to lock up that quarterback deal because it's the biggest one.
Yeah.
But if they have extra money, you know.
Unless they aren't spending big money on a quarterback. Because is Kirk Cousins the only big money guy who's still on the board?
Yep.
Let's talk about that, because I think someone is gaining lots of steam around Denver, but also in the NFL, that might end up being a bigger money guy than people think. Got to tell you about Volo Sports before we get into that, though, because now, I mean, I mentioned it, that 66 degrees, I think, today in Denver. Now is the time to get into your spring and summer sports over at Volo and use the code DNVR3 when you sign up to get your Volo pass for only $10 a month for the first 3 months. That's half off your first 3 months. And seriously, now is the time to get in, where Volo has everything, every single sport that you want to play. That $20 a month, which drops down to $10 a month with the code DNVR3, gives you unlimited access to pickups and league drop-ins as a sub. It includes league discounts up to $50, free or discounted access to tournaments, fitness classes, and events. Volo Pass is the premier monthly membership that gives members unlimited access to sports events and social activities every single night of the week. So if you're looking for something to do, check out our friends over at Volo. They've got it all. So go to Volo, check out Volo Sports, and use that code DNVR3 for $10 off the first 3 months.
And shout out to our friends over at Empire Today. There's nothing that I would change about working here at DNVR. Everything is perfect. I think it's great. But there's one thing that we needed to upgrade. It was just one, and it was our floors. And thank God we have new floors. We're looking good. There's no more metal. It's all wood. It's nice. It's clean. It's crisp. Empire Today definitely came in here and took care of us. And they want to take care of you. So all listeners can receive $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Restrictions apply. See empiretoday.com/DNVR for details.
All right. So that's kind of the one domino that hasn't fallen yet is nothing with the quarterback since free agency has opened. A couple of moves before free agency opened. Baker Mayfield, speaking of $100 million, gone off the board. 3 years, over $100 million, getting over $30 million per year. Yep. Todd, it's good to be a quarterback.
It's great to be a quarterback. Backup, it doesn't even matter. You could be a backup, third string. Just find a way to make a couple good passes in the game.
Yep.
You'll stick around and make some money in this league, especially if you're a starter, man. Like, just one good year. You need one good year, and you can make 25 to 30 a year.
Case Keenum.
That's good money. Good money. Case getting paid.
Yep.
Been getting paid. Private jet case.
Yeah.
Getting paid.
How about this? We go 30 minutes into the show and don't even mention Russell Wilson because it's been a busy morning. He finds a new home in the opposite fashion of Baker Mayfield. Russ flames out. I don't know what the right way to describe his time is in Denver, and signs with the Steelers. He's still getting paid, but the Steelers aren't paying him anything. The Steelers are paying him the vet minimum, $1.2 million. The Broncos pick up the other $37.8 million. So the Broncos aren't getting really any help from a cap standpoint here and a cash standpoint. Not that we really care about billionaires' monies, but Broncos will be paying Russell Wilson to play for the Steelers. We'll dive into this move probably later in the week. keep this one focused on Broncos and the moves they're making. But your guys' initial reaction to him going to Pittsburgh?
I can't wait to see that game.
Yeah.
Opening night, I think it's going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. On top of that, $1 million. I don't even know what quarterback. Maybe DeMarcus Russell you could get for $1 million.
Right now?
That's about it. Yeah. I don't think any other quarterback is hopping off
exactly.
the couch. Blake Bortles, no. Nobody's hopping off the couch for $1 million. So they got the absolute steal of a lifetime. If he's even just okay, they're winning.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great fit for him, too. Because I can't remember. There's fourth quarter comebacks and there's game-winning drives. And he was first in one of those last year and second in the other. And so when you just sub him into that Steelers team where they want you to just hand the ball off over and over and over again and let the running game win and let the defense win, and then we hit 2 minutes left in the first half or 2 minutes left in the game, it's time to put on your big old Russ shoes and get going. I think it's a perfect fit. I think it's the best team that was needing a quarterback this offseason, with the Vikings probably being the other one that's fairly close. So if you're the Steelers, you're happy because I guess probably Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback on the market. I would have had Russ number two after him, and you got him for cheap, and that's a pretty good situation to be in.
And then I agree with what you guys said. So looking forward to that game. That game, why don't just start the season with it? Week one.
Oh, yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Russ comes back to Denver. Oh, you know they're going to be playing that clip of Sean yelling at Russ on the sideline so many times in that game.
They're playing the quarterback carousel, too.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Does he get a welcome back video, like a thank you video they do?
Absolutely not.
I mean,
no way.
You'd have to almost be doing it because he's getting booed that whole game.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you get booed when you come out for the first time. Russ is getting a lot of boos when he comes back, especially if it's week one, especially if it's prime time. If you want to play him a video, you can play him a video, but you're doing it knowing it's just getting booed the entire time, which might be worth it.
They're not going to do that.
They're not, but it might be worth it.
They gave him enough. Mm-hmm. $120 million dollars for 2 years. You don't get a thank you. When you go, when your best seasons, what did he technically go, 7-8? No.
Do you think they took down his UC Health posters already, like on the freeway?
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah. Still be up by next year.
I'll tell you what, all of the Let's Rides that were around the building, those were scrubbed this past year. Dang. And he was still on the team.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think everything's gone. But Kirk Cousins, still available. Report coming from Diana Russini last night that the Broncos did talk about going after Kirk, but it just doesn't make sense with the position they're in. They're rebuilding. Right now, it doesn't make sense if you're deciding to rebuild to then go after the highest paid quarterback in the NFL who he's going to be getting $40 million potentially. If Baker's getting 30,
yeah.
Kirk's going to get $40 million. So it does not appear the Broncos are going to be in on that. But we're sitting in here an hour and a half into free agency, and no one has signed Kirk Cousins. It appears that it's probably going to be the Vikings or the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Falcons seem to be picking up a lot of steam there. I don't think either of you guys are too sad about the Broncos missing out on Kirk.
No. If we've come to the conclusion that we're rebuilding, yep. is that the conclusion everybody's came to now?
It just appears like it. Do you think they are?
Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
It's a rebuild.
Yeah. You don't need to squeeze as many wins as you can out of these next two seasons, especially for 45. I mean, the report was he told the Vikings he'd go back to Minnesota if they give him 2 years, $90 million.
Fully guaranteed, I bet.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, because it's been 8 consecutive seasons. His money's been fully guaranteed. Seems to be a thing that matters to him, which makes sense. But yeah, for that price tag, it's not worth it. If he was $10 million, sure, bring him in. Like, make these next 2 years a little more enjoyable. It's not worth that much money, though. Save that money. Spend it when you're good.
Well, as KW says, the Brandon Jones signing doesn't say rebuild, though.
Wait. You just replaced Justin Simmons with Brandon Jones. That's rebuild. That's
only you got 25 younger years old. 25.
I think what KW has to be pointing to is the money, though. Like, going out and signing PJ Locke for $3.5 million. Okay, you do have to have players mm-hmm. on your team, and I do think that PJ Locke can be a solid safety, solid starter in the NFL. I think Caden Stearns. Well, we'll talk about it more the exact fit, but. You just went and got Brandon Jones for, you know, almost $7 million a season. That's not just like replacement type of – that's real money.
I don't think so. I mean, also looking back, he was a part-time starter last year.
That's why I was asking you.
You were right. Yeah. Yep. He was a part-time starter. Started the playoff game, which I'm 9 minutes into now. But I do think – like, you weren't just going to not sign anybody. Like, that's just unrealistic. I think the signings I count as signings that rebuilding teams don't make are $10 million a year more. And I still think maybe after this one, who knows? But I came into this expecting one signing worth $10 million a year or more. And I would still call that a rebuild.
Yeah, because I don't know, honestly, on defense, if you're not on your rookie contract and you're a starter, who's making less than $7 million, really? Besides,
exactly.
You know, like, honestly, if you're like a
Josie and Alex,
but even that is not big money for a linebacker. No. Like, $7 million is like kind of middle of the road pay for a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And I feel like out of all the positions on defense, linebacker is probably the lowest.
Yep.
So you got safeties, then you got corners, you got. Yep. Outside and interior.
And you're still looking at one of the cheapest safeties rooms in the NFL.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me do something different. Let me flip it and say, on the Broncos, who's making more than $7 million on defense? And you do have some rookies like Pat, but I think mm-hmm. even he's this year is making more than $7 million. You have Zach Allen. Uh-huh. He's making a lot more than $7 million. You have DJ Jones, who very much could still be cut because you could save $10 million.
Yep.
So, like, is that it?
Alex is making like right six. Almost that.
He's at yep. six, yeah.
And besides that, you would point to a rebuild, though. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's my point. Like, if you had guys making bread on the defense, you would say, okay, they're building something.
Yeah.
To go for something. Because they've eliminated all the money from the defense, now you look and say they're paying minimums. Not minimums, but just like. Yeah,
they're not paying a lot.
Yeah. Median average salaries to these guys for a potential to rebuild.
Yeah, you just replaced Justin Simmons with Brandon
Jones.
There we go. Yeah. Jones, Joseph. Yeah. Like, that's I mean, a clear rebuild sign.
He's now your third or fourth highest paid, depending on if they let DJ Jones go.
Which is a sign that they're not
side of the ball.
Which means they're not paying anybody.
Yeah. But they decided to pay him. And I think a big thing with Brandon Jones, if you want to look at it as a rebuild, is he's 25 years old.
Yep.
Now, he's going to be 26 this year. The best thing about his age, same birthday as me. April 2nd, mm-hmm. birthdays, me and Brandon
Cut him.
Jones.
Get rid of him quick.
And so this is a guy where we look and we say, when you go into a rebuild, okay, when you go into a rebuild, you don't have to trade everyone that has value. And I think we've had some conversations about Pat Surtain. Like, well, if you're going to rebuild, you might as well get rid of Pat. No. Is Pat going to be on this team when the rebuild is complete, when they're a good team now. Yes, Pat Surtain hopefully is still on the team in terms of hopefully it's not over 10 years from now that the Broncos are good again. Brandon Jones at 25, 26 this coming season could definitely be on the team. Sean Payton's not here for a 10-year rebuild. He's here for a quick rebuild if they are, in fact, rebuilding. So he could be 29 years old when the Broncos in 3 years from now when the Broncos are trying to be good.
You know, everybody's been saying, like, Sean doesn't want to rebuild. And I don't necessarily believe he does, but I was starting to think about it. Like, it's not a bad situation to be in.
No.
Like, they brought you in. They gave you the keys to the city. If you kind of sit back and say, I'm going to take these next couple of years and I'm going to rebuild, I'm going to make everybody whole. Okay, now it's time for a new contract. I've rebuilt this thing. You've been paying me well, but now I need a little bit more money.
Yeah.
So now Sean gets to, like, you know, in some ways double dip, get paid again, and not have to ever look for another team and just retire. It's not a bad situation to be in.
Exactly.
So I was thinking maybe he doesn't mind a little rebuild. Just in time for him to get another contract.
It's not a bad situation for him to be in, Todd. I totally agree. But he better not come out in the owners' meetings the next time we talk to him in 2 weeks and say, like, I'm going to be pissed if we don't make the playoffs. Like, we're all gas. The messaging has to change a little bit because if he does, year in and year out over the next couple of years, say, like, yes, we are Super Bowl contending. We're fighting for we expect to make the playoffs. And then he consistently falls very short of that because the team is in a rebuild, then that's when the expectation, and if he's telling ownership that, then that's when it's like, no, you don't get another deal. You just came in here and had losing seasons back to back to back when you told us you were trying to win.
I go the other way. I think if they miss the playoffs and Sean Payton isn't pissed off about it, I'm going to be pissed off. Like if he, regardless of what he does to the team, if he doesn't make the playoffs and is like, oh yeah, all right. Like, No. Like, you're an NFL head coach. If that is not disappointing, like, I even if everybody on the outside saying, no, they don't really have much of a chance, it's not really going to happen, your head coach needs to be thinking, I am going to find a way to win enough games to make this happen. And if he's not, that is a massive problem.
No, yeah. Not during a rebuild. Not doing really? A rebuild.
Well, I kind of agree with Hank a little bit. I know I shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but
that's fair. Yeah, I get it.
I kind of agree because, you know, just like we watch those press conferences, the players are watching. And the way you take guys that are either not top tier or not the greatest and get them to play out of their minds and play at a high level is that, one, you give them the confidence, and two, you set expectations. Mm-hmm. So the way you take a team that is not built to win a Super Bowl or not built to necessarily make a playoff run and take them to the playoffs is you put that in everybody's mind. That's what we're going to do. That's what we need to do. That's what we got to have. And that's how you get those guys to play good football.
That's setting culture, too.
Yep.
Like, in the Sean Payton culture isn't going to be like, hey, guys, we're not doing much this year. Just is do your best.
Again.
It just doesn't work.
It's of course, he's not going to come out and say, yeah, we're fine with losing. But I guess what in terms of this conversation, it's the message that he's telling the owners. Uh-huh. And that can be behind closed doors of like, yeah, we're taking our
He's
our
probably had some real conversations with them. Like, behind closed doors?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably kept it real.
Totally.
For sure.
Yep. Yep.
There's definitely a plan. If there's no plan and this is just like chaos, that would be disappointing.
So the way this thing has boiled down, I think, has been a big, big win for one quarterback that the Broncos might be in on. And the Broncos might have to finance their future in order to get him. After I tell you about our friends over at American Financing, where if the Broncos need to turn to someone to finance something, American Financing is the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've worked with Peyton Manning. They've worked with Sean Payton. They've worked with John Elway. American Financing is definitely the Broncos' financing spot. So if you need some help, they're going to help you because they've saved their customers an average of $854 a month. That's $10,000 a year by refinancing. So if you need help, go to American Financing, where everyone can save money. So check them out. Call them at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net/DNVR because you may be able to delay two mortgage payments on top of getting your monthly payment reduced. So check them out, AmericanFinancing.com/DNVR, or give them a call at 303-695-7000. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Maybe about tell our friends about being a diehard.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I know. They were kind of stuck together.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I thought it was over.
I know. So being a diehard's cool. Let's see. Yesterday I put up the Broncos' five biggest needs coming into the offseason. Or into free agency. I don't think safety was among them. Just mostly because there are so many needs. But there's a whole bunch of other cool perks too. We got the diehard only content on there. We've got discounts at the bar. We got discounts on events. We got discount shirts. Every year you get another shirt. There's just so many different perks. And the 20% off a bunch of stuff can add up really quickly if you know you want to come to a couple tailgates or you want to buy some new clothes. Ad free on the website, a whole bunch of little stuff like that that we throw in there as well. So become a diehard, support us, because that's what we really appreciate, is that is what makes us able to keep doing all these things that we do. So definitely head over to the website and join our Discord, do all those sorts of things if you become a diehard.
Do you think now with Kirk Cousins, dark. We're off? No, we're still going. We just lost the monitor. Okay. Would you say with Kirk Cousins likely going to either Minnesota or Atlanta that Sam Darnold is now kind of in the lone category for that tier two free agent quarterback right now with Baker Mayfield gone, with Russell Wilson gone?
Jeez.
Is it Kirk Cousins and then Sam Darnold? Because that's kind of how I view it.
I mean, Sam Darnold is the same to me as Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor falls in there. Jameis Winston. Tannehill's probably right in there as well. Drew Locke is probably right in there as well. I'd say that all those guys are about the same.
It's a big difference in my eyes with Sam Darnold and those guys.
Why?
Potential. Potential.
From where is that potential? Where is that potential?
I'm not saying for me. I'm saying how he's viewed in the NFL, Todd. You know more than anyone how potential, how being the number three overall pick, how getting to be under Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco last year. He had his quarterback rehab. He has that potential. Just how much teams want to hold on to that and ride with that.
I hadn't even started writing for my college paper when he was playing college football.
When he got drafted. What are you saying by that?
Wait, what?
It's been forever ago. Like, he's played and played and played and played. I mean, he's got, what, six NFL seasons already? There's no reason to think he has any sort of potential at this point. I mean, twice ever, he's completed 60% of his passes. One was last year when he went 10 for 28. Like, there's 63 touchdowns, 56 interceptions in his career. There is absolutely no reason to believe that Sam Darnold has any amount of potential, and I don't know how you could see anything differently.
He's 26 years old. What did we just say about Brandon Jones? Brandon Jones is going to be 26 this year.
And he's been playing.
And he's young.
But he's played well.
Sam Darnold. You can be young and trash.
Exactly, yes. Justin Fields is young, too.
Justin Fields
has potential, though. I'm not going to let you talk bad about Justin Fields.
No?
He has more potential than Sam Darnold. Right now?
I mean, you're... Yeah, he does.
One just came off a plane and elevating from... One's younger.
Yep.
And one has just been playing. I don't know if he learned anything under Kyle Shanahan. Who knows?
It's true.
It's also, weren't we saying this about Baker before last year? He was coming off the practice squad for the LA Rams.
100%.
But Baker had done things. Baker had gone to the playoffs.
Right situation. Like, I wouldn't...
And Baker had done things in the NFL. Is the difference. Like, he had won games in the NFL. Like, he'd had good seasons. Like, it wasn't like every year he was good, but he at least shown something. With Sam Darnold, he's shown nothing.
But I'm not betting on that more than... It's just like we talk about rookie quarterbacks all the time. Like, you're not betting that every quarterback comes out like C.J. Stroud. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I'm not betting that a guy that played in the NFL for multiple years, that got all the way, had chance after chance after chance, hits the practice squad, and all of a sudden has a good year. I'm not betting on that. You know what I'm saying?
So exactly.
I wouldn't take the chance on it.
Yeah. I mean, again, like Sam Darnold, I put him... Gardner Minshew, I think, is probably just a better quarterback. The other guys like Tannehill, Jacoby Brissett, Jameis Winston, Drew Locke, take your pick.
That's totally fair that you guys disagree with me. And let me make this clear. I am not saying that I...
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
You wanted Mac Jones, and you want Sam Darnold.
I did want Mac Jones. That's very sad that he is now a backup quarterback. I'm not saying that that's how I view Sam Darnold. I think that's how the NFL is going to view him, and I think we are going to see that play out this week, maybe even today, I think Sam Darnold is going to get a much bigger deal than people think.
How much do you think?
And maybe it's, you know, 2 years, $10 million each year, $20 million. I think it's going to be something that is... That's a lot of money for what you guys think of him.
I just don't know who's giving that to him.
You might be right, and I just think it's crazy because you're right. With the quarterback market, I think he could maybe get like 5 to 10 a year. Like
Stidham got 5 a year.
Even just to be a backup.
I think he's going to get at least a chance to compete for a starting role. Again, I'm saying keep your eye on that because I think the way the NFL is viewing this quarterback market right now, it's Kirk Cousins is the class of this free agent. I honestly think number two, because of potential, it's Sam Darnold. And then a drop-off of, then you have the guys of the Tannehills, the Jameis Winstons, the Gardner Minshews. So I'm just saying, watch out for Sam Darnold potentially getting a bigger deal than people expect. And people in the chat hate this idea.
They
are killing me for bringing this up. And I'm just saying, be prepared for it. And be prepared for it because the Broncos could be in this conversation for Sam Darnold.
We're rebuilding, baby.
Go get your door.
Okay, let's. We touched on it earlier. Broncos signing PJ Locke to a 2-year, $7 million deal. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what it boils down to is a guaranteed for 1 year. So he's on the team this year for $3.5 million. Broncos can move off him after this year if they don't want to. If they want to bring him back for $3.5 million, I personally really like the move. PJ Locke is kind of like Brandon Jones was last year, like a borderline starter. Uh-huh. And so I think he is certainly, with the Broncos not valuing the safety position, I definitely think he's good enough to be a starter for the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's the right move. I think he played well when he got his opportunity last year, and I think it's a way to keep him on the squad and allow him to still develop and grow. And if he turns out to be great, it's a great move by the team. You know, if they don't like what they see, then they can move on from him fairly quick. But I think that he will come and play well. I think that he does have a skill set that fits well in the NFL, especially as that strong safety position. So I think it's a great move.
Yeah, and I also think it's a great move. I think that that's a no-brainer. I think because it comes out to 3.5 a year. Is that what it was? 4 a year? Something like that.
3.5 a year.
3.5.
Either way, super cheap. And for a guy like that, like you can just trust him to do a whole bunch of different things. And if things don't work out well for him and he doesn't wind up being a starting safety, well, guess what? He's one of your three best special teams players. And for $3.5 million, that's totally worth it, especially in a world where like Justin Sternad could be gone and there's some other dominoes there. I mean, you've talked about Tre'Mont Smith potentially being gone, which I think would be an insane decision. But I mean, having PJ Locke as that floor is why I love it so much. And on top of that, like, I would say that he's a starting caliber player, but not necessarily a game changer. But then you look back and he's won them games, like starting with the 49ers game last season when he subbed in and had like the forced fumble to that won the game. This year, the interceptions with the forced fumble, like I wonder if he should be seen more closely to a Jaquan McMillan than he is in terms of value. I think whenever he's gotten the opportunity, he's played well. I think there are a couple times you look back in coverage and like those red zone corner routes or something like that. And you're like, you know, the window might have been just a little bit bigger, but the quarterback missed it. Like he might have been bailed out by a couple of those where the coverage wasn't perfect, but the results kind of speak for themselves. And so getting him back on that deal, especially with the way the safety room is now constructed, you've got Brandon Jones as a starter, PJ, Caden Stearns, and then the young guys, JL Skinner, like they'll have their chance to compete. And then because you have the versatility with Brandon for sure, with PJ probably, if you wanted to play him the nickel, you might be able to get away with that. I think that if things pop there, you've got room to get three guys on the field. So I love it.
Yeah, and with Caden Stearns, he's super talented. When he's been on the field, he's been really good, but he's just consistently battled injuries. So now you have Brandon Jones is definitely a starting safety, getting paid that $7 million a year. And then you have PJ and Caden to help each other out, to compete with each other, and they'll probably both be on the field at the same time or during games and just rotating. So a solid safety room for the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's a good room. And they can make some things happen with that room. I think they can.
Yep. Okay, let's wrap this show up by getting to the headline. of this conversation, right as we were diving into the Jerry Jeudy trade news, we got word of the Brandon Jones signing, so we kind of shifted to that right away. But let's get back. Broncos move on from Jerry Jeudy. The question is, after restructuring Tim, getting him back, moving on from Jerry Jeudy, is Cortland Sutton now safe? Is he going to be a Bronco this year, and you're confident putting the stamp on him being back?
I think so. I don't think there's a reason to move on from him at this point. You've kind of freed up the money that you wanted to, in some ways, more money than you needed to. You got to pay somebody. We can't just go cheap all the way around the board. So I think he was our best wide receiver last year, and I think he's proven that he deserves to be our number one receiver. So maybe we bring somebody in to add depth or play slot. But I don't think we need somebody to take Cortland's position.
Yep, and if you have a rookie quarterback, you obviously want decent receivers at the very least. And I think right now you look at it with Court, Marvin, and Tim, and you're solid. Like, that's a starting wide receiver trio. And if things go well, I mean, Marvin could turn out to be really good for being your number two, number three. Tim could turn out to be really good for being your number two, number three. So you have everything plugged in a way that you can be happy with, especially because you still have those younger depth guys behind them, with, you know, Brandon Johnson and Jalen Virgil. I guess they haven't brought Lil Jordan back, right? No. But that could be coming here soon. So you're definitely in a good spot there. And there's also room, if you want, in a deep receiver class to go draft a guy in the third, fourth round. I think that would kind of round things out really well. So I think they're set. And I think the only situation where they would trade Court still is if they wind up drafting somebody before that. If they go and, like, pick one of these first round receivers, then maybe there's like a draft day trade. Because that's the thing about Court, is you really could trade him later in the offseason if you wanted to. But again, like, replacing Court with a rookie and bringing in a rookie quarterback, like, it just doesn't mesh well. So I think it just makes sense to stand pat there and maybe add a guy with one of those fourth, fifth round picks.
Yeah, I don't think with the moves the Broncos have made so far, it changes Cortland's status on the team really at all. I think bringing back Tim Patrick was huge in terms of saying, look, we can keep Court, but we don't have to keep Court. And if the Broncos are rebuilding, you can't ignore the nearly $10 million in cap savings they would have by moving on from him. Just like with DJ Jones. DJ Jones is a good player, but you point to his $10 million cap that you could save by moving on from him. And you say, okay, well, is that probably worth it at this moment that we're in right now if we truly are rebuilding? If you feel that way about DJ Jones, same thing with Cortland Sutton, because we know that Marvin Mims is absolutely viewed as a starting wide receiver for the Broncos. He's just taking Jerry Jeudy's role right there. Tim Patrick, when healthy, is a starting wide receiver. So there's two starting wide receivers. And then Brandon Johnson. I mean, if they're going rebuilding, they're going young. Brandon Johnson showed a lot of promise and still very young, where he could be comfortable being the third wide receiver. And now the Broncos have eight picks, so I wouldn't be surprised if they use one or two of those on wide receivers. Even if it is a day three pick, Sean has had success with rookie third day three picks at the receiver spot. So I don't think that this means that Cortland Sutton is guaranteed to be back by any means, but it also doesn't mean that they're going to move on from him before the new league year on Wednesday. $2 million of his contract comes guaranteed on the 17th, but that's just $2 million.
Yep.
So this is something where...
And in a trade, you could still... It doesn't change what you retain.
Right. So I think this is one where it's going to be maybe a more dragged out process of if Court is back or not.
Yeah, I do think if they do go the trade Court route and they're saying that with Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims, and Brandon Johnson, you just can't have a rookie quarterback. You can't do it. Like, you got to bite the bullet with Stidham or with somebody else, because you're just you can't expect enough production out of that group. Because again, like, Tim, he was a lock for 700 yards, then he got hurt. So you call him a lock for 700 yards. Mims, give him 700 too, which is obviously a pretty big step forward. Brandon Johnson, 700 yards, big step forward. And then you're still looking for another 900 from your running backs and tight ends just to get to 3,000 passing yards. And so you just can't put a quarterback into that situation, not a rookie. If you're biting the bullet, waiting for next year to get a quarterback, you could make it work. You would save a bunch of money. You're not competitive, though. Like, you can't expect to be competitive. Things go well, you're pushing 3,000 passing yards.
Well, maybe it's a rookie and someone else, and that's kind of how they bridge the gap. We're going to talk about that on the mailbag, so stay tuned to DNVR Sports on YouTube to get that mailbag. And before we get out of here, let's hit some comments that we've got. One coming in on the website, or one coming in with a super chat from our guy Rickert, who says, one, is it coincidence that Sean Payton cut all the NFLPA reps out of last year? You laugh. You think it's true?
I don't know. I just think it's funny. It might be a coincidence, but that's hilarious.
When it comes to the kicker position, that might have had something to do with it in terms of like, no, you're a kicker. You kick the ball. You don't do anything else.
Well, you know.
Yep.
And two says, could we get draft compensation for Kush signing with the Titans? Yes. The Broncos cannot get compensation or compensatory picks from Justin Simmons because they cut him, but with Cushenberry, expecting that it's probably a big deal, they probably will be in line to get a compensatory pick. And we found out about compensatory picks. The Broncos did not get any from last year's class. But remember, compensatory picks for the free agents that signed this year, you'll get a compensatory pick in 2025, not for this year.
Yep. And if they don't sign another big time free, if Brandon Jones is their big one, I would imagine they will get one. It's just tough. The formulas are super complicated because it starts by like ranking every single player in the NFL based on their salary. And so then that's the initial list. And then I think you get like a point per snap that you play and then like for awards. And it's just like a really complicated formula. And then they cancel out somehow. But I would imagine you'd get like a fifth round compensatory pick, maybe fourth for Lloyd if you don't make any other moves or if Brandon Jones is your biggest.
So let's round this off here. Do you think Brandon Jones will be the Broncos' biggest move of free agency at just under $7 million?
Yes.
Yes. Henry?
I'll say no. I'll stand by my take before. I think they still get somebody who makes about 10.
What position?
Oh, it could be a linebacker. I guess that'd probably be the big place you look. Defensive line, probably not, since it's not Wilkins. Offensively, tight ends probably aren't going to cost that much, so yeah. I'll probably stick with linebacker.
Okay, and I'll go yes as well.
Corner too, I guess.
And I'll go with quarterback, whether it's a starter, whether it's a backup. I think somewhere around maybe that $10 million mark. Man. Sam Darnold, I don't know. Just be open to a Broncos country because it might happen. We'll be back tomorrow to continue to break down what's going on in free agency. If any big news happens, we'll be back with you on an emergency podcast. So stay tuned to DNVR Sports on YouTube. And also check out the mailbag where we'll be talking more about this. See you tomorrow. Fly.